Good evening. This is Akash Bani. In the news read by Shubh Shachi Bhattacharji, the mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigam Bodh Ghat in Delhi today. Sikh priests and family members of Dr. Singh recited verses from Gurbani before the last rite. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and JP Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister. Besides, several leaders from the Congress, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, offered their tributes. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyal Wangchuk and Foreign Minister of Mauritius Dhananjay Ramphul also paid tributes to Dr. Manmohan Singh. The final journey of former Prime Minister commenced from Congress headquarters to the cremation ground. Earlier, the mortal remains of Dr. Singh were brought from his residence to the Congress headquarters in Delhi for the public and party workers to offer their tributes. He passed away on 26th December at the AIIMS, New Delhi at the age of 92. President Murmu, Vice President Dhankar, PM Modi and other leaders across party lines paid their last respects to Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Indian ministers, Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababa Babu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy, NCP leader Praful Patel were among those who visited the residence of the former Prime Minister to pay tributes. Indian Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and INB Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Maharashtra, two people were killed and one seriously injured after being struck by a train near Palghar railway station last night. The accident occurred around 8:30 p.m. when the three victims were attempting to cross the railway tracks were hit by the Jaipur Superfast Express. The injured person is being treated. The National Commission for Women Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar has constituted a fact-finding committee to investigate the alleged sexual assault incident at Anna University in Chennai. The commission, in a statement, said that the two-member committee will examine the circumstances leading to the incident and assess the action taken by the authorities. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh today. Scattered rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. According to Met Department, similar conditions are expected to prevail over Vidarbha, Maharashtra and Gujarat today. In Indian Super League football, East Bengal is set to face Hyderabad Football Club in Hyderabad this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. On the other hand, Chennai FC will take on Bengaluru FC in Chennai. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. In cricket, India were 358 for 9 against Australia in the first innings at Stumps on day 3 of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.